Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, there are many ways to think about a business. But you know, if we are in business, we are risk takers. If we weren't risk takers, we would have gone and gotten a job for someone. We would have stayed there 30 years. We would have gotten a gold watch. We would have had our 401ks. We would have vacations. Maybe they would pay our health care. Maybe they wouldn't. But we would be risk adverse. We wouldn't want to take a chance. But if we did do that, if we did get a job and we stayed there for 30 years, we may make a nice living. Maybe we would even have a retirement. But there are a couple of things wrong with that. That's not who we are. That's not our tendency. We'd be very unhappy with ourselves. Even if we prospered financially, we would say, you know, I didn't do what I wanted to do. I had this opportunity and I didn't take it. So we take risks, but we have to evaluate what type of risk we are taking in business. When you begin your business, you're taking a big risk. You're walking away from a secure life and you're going into the unknown. But the problem or the challenge is, as you become more successful in business, as your business grows, as you make more money, you need to take risks also, but it's a different kind of risk, because when you are starting out, you've got nothing to lose. You're going to take the risk and you're going to make it happen and you're going to put the world on fire. But as you become more successful and as you gain assets and as you gain employees and properties and clients, customers, and there are a lot of people that depend upon you, we have to take risks for a different reason. We have to take risks not just to stay in business. We have to take risks not to grow. But we have to take risks because that's the nature of business. Yes, we want to grow. Yes, we want to be in business. Yes, we want to make a profit. But if we're not taking the calculated risk, what's going to happen is the competition is going to take that risk. And if the competition takes the risk, they could take our business. So when you're thinking of doing anything that's out of your comfort zone, when you're thinking of adding something to your business, you have to look at it every which way that you can. Now, people are optimistic or they wouldn't be in business. So when people are optimistic, sometimes they think about, this is really going to add to my business. This is really going to put me in a situation where I'm more profitable. This is going to put me on the map. I'm going to be bigger. I'm going to be great. But that's not the right way to think. The right way to think before you take a risk is to say, what could go wrong? What is the worst thing that could go wrong? What is the situation that I need to think about that I might put myself in? Am I putting myself in a situation where I can't get out of it? Have I extended myself out too much? Have I taken too much risk? I need to pull it back a little bit. If you can think about everything that could go wrong, if you can think about the risk and you could think about the worst, darkest thing that could happen, and you can still answer those questions and you still have faith in what you're doing, go for it, because now you've taken a calculated risk. But if you just say, no problem, I'll make it work, you don't want to do that because you've worked very hard to get where you are. You've worked very hard to build a business. And although risk is part of business, not just foolish risk, calculated risk. And you will have to take calculated risks the entire business life that you have. Might be for the next 20 years. And as you take calculated risks, you learn something about it. So in the beginning, you take small risks. You evaluate what that means. You evaluate how you thought about it. You evaluate exactly, was it the right decision, the wrong decision? And the next time when you are taking that risk, you have a better idea of how to think about it and how to do it. So let's start out small with our risks, and let's work our way up to more and more success. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.